T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. You want to give me what I
need, baby, won't you? The Odds Couple.
All right, Perloff, let's kick it off. Just so we have a little bit, though, of a track record here. Last week in our picks, granted, they weren't playoff picks, but we did pretty well. Samter, you texted us what our records were, and I am just finding that now because this is an awesome show. We were 3-1-1 against the spread, 1-3 in our player props.
Which we spent less energy on, to
That's
be fair.
That's true. So we have to pick up on the player props, but we were good against the spread. We're going to pick each one of these games, and we're going to go fast. So let's start off with the Raiders-Bengals because this is a game we do not agree.
Yeah, so the Raiders have won a lot of close games. The Bengals have blown out some teams. Here's the problem. The Raiders played deep into the night on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many snaps they were, but they have to be exhausted. That pass rush was going after Justin Herbert all night long. I feel like there's just a little bit of fatigue here. Cincinnati basically had an off week. To me, that's the biggest factor. Raiders get tired. Bengals, you give Joe Burrow an inch, he's going to go. I think they win, and they win pretty easily.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to go opposite here, and I'm going to take the Raiders in the points, +5.5. You mentioned about those one-score games. I mean, when you're coming out on the right end of them, which the Raiders have, 6 of their last seven games, have been one-score games. As I mentioned, they finished 5-2 down the stretch. And remember yesterday, you're against the grain. You invented something called the rule, the rematch, or the second?
Oh, the second match, yes.
Raiders faced the Bengals, of course, earlier on this season. It was a Bengals victory. They won that game
32-13. But it was 16-13 in the fourth quarter. And those are late, meaningless points. So it wasn't like such a blowout.
Yeah,
so maybe the rule of second matchup doesn't totally take effect.
So for that and many other reasons, I'm riding with the Raiders +5.5. Okay, Patriots-Bills, we can do quickly because we're both on the Bills here, -4.
Yeah, for me, the big issue is where's Matthew Judon been for the Patriots? He's disappeared the last month. And Mac Jones, if you break down the numbers, he's not been impressive in the second half. Patriots have obviously, I don't think they've been the same team last month. And when you think of the great Patriots teams, they're always riding hot into the playoffs. I don't think this is a great Patriots team. If they do win, you don't want to hear this. It's going to be because of the weather.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. This one is simple for me. I fear the Patriots. If I wasn't a Bills fan, I'd probably pick them, but I can't go against them.
One more quick question. Josh Allen just run like crazy all day long?
He's got to win the game for them, and hopefully he does. Eagles and the Bucs. You and I are both going to agree on this one as well. We're taking the Bucs. We're laying the 8.5, even though there is terrible weather in the forecast for Tampa.
Yeah, I just think the 9-8 Eagles are overrated because they haven't shown they can play with good teams. They played the Bucs. They got soundly beat. They made it a lot closer at the end. But they have feasted on these terrible teams. I think their record is way deceiving. And I don't think, you know, even 8.5 is a lot of points. But I don't think people realize what this Eagles team really is.
I think we're all about to find out. Bucks win. Again, we're both laying the 8.5. 49ers, Cowboys. This has been the debate of the day. Me riding with the Cowboys and Perloff going with the 49ers. So give me the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the 3. I've been saying this since Monday. I'm not jumping off of it. Cowboys, to me, can win this game in a lot of different ways. And blue chippers on both sides. I'll take Dallas's talent over San Francisco.
The analytics say the 49ers run defense and the 49ers run game are stronger than Dallas. That's going to be the key storyline here.
Okay, so you are taking the 49ers plus the 3. Chiefs Steelers, also a place where Perloff and I do not agree.
Yeah, I got suckered by Big Ben saying they're the 14th out of 14 teams. I'm like, oh my gosh, Mike Tomlin, who I have a lot of respect for, he's going to look at the tape of the 36-10 win the Chiefs had a few weeks ago. He's going to figure out some way to get to Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, I have trouble picking Big Ben, with no arm at all to win this game, but I feel like Tomlin, the coaching staff, makes it close. T.J. Watt is going to make some noise, which he did not do in the last game.
Yeah, and considering that the Chiefs' offensive line was definitely has been banged up throughout the season, maybe a little worried about that. I think the Chiefs need a statement game here, though. You know, everyone has been doubting them. This is a unique position where the Chiefs come into the playoffs having been in the Super Bowl the last 2 years, won it 2 years ago, and yet they're almost under the radar. Outside of Kansas City, the storylines are Dallas and San Francisco and Tom Brady, and nobody's really paying attention to the Chiefs because of the season they had, their offense being up and down. At times, the defense had to carry them. And so for that reason, I think everyone's kind of overlooking them, and I think Mahomes is able to go and just do what he does. I understand T.J. Watt's having an unbelievable, unreal season, but I still think that there's more left in the tank for the Chiefs. It's a big number, but I'll lay the 12.5. And you and I do not agree about Cardinals at the Rams either. This is another one. I've been on this since Monday. I'm not going to get pushed off of it. I'm taking the Cardinals plus the 3.5. These teams know each other very, very well. And I think Kyler Murray can make some plays when he needs to. I just did not feel comfortable riding with the Rams here.
Yeah, and you've been talking about the Cardinals, and I keep saying, have you watched them the second half of the season? Have you seen them since Hopkins has gotten hurt? A completely different offense.
I saw the Detroit game.
Yeah, I just worry about this Cardinals team. I mean, it's an obvious storyline, but Cliff Kingsbury's Cardinals are not good in the second half. I think this slump continues. I really don't know how they beat the Cowboys the other week. The Rams, on the other hand, they're poised for a real run here. You have to admit, I know you like the Cardinals in this one, but would you be shocked if
points.
Would you be shocked if Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, I mean, there's big names on that sideline. I feel like the Rams might have a real postseason run coming.
They are definitely all in for this season. So those are the lines and our bets against the spread for the Super Wild Card weekend. Just really fast, a couple quick props for you. We are both in on all three of these props. Joe Burrow, 262.5 passing yards. We are going to take the over.
Yeah, I like the Raiders being tired storyline that I came up with before. Okay. Burrow's going to... He loves the spotlight. He's great in big games. This is one of those guys when the camera's on and plays better.
Brandon Ayuk, we're going 3.5 catches. We're going to take the over. This has been just basically a trend that we noticed here with like five of the last six games. He's had over 5 receptions.
He's so good, too. He makes Jimmy G look so much better than Jimmy G is.
And we always know how those like secondary guys definitely have to come through in big-time playoff games. And then our final prop bet, man, Josh Allen to score a touchdown plus 170. Oh, hell yeah. We hope. So those are the three prop bets for Maggie and Perloff. Coming up, so much to get to. America's team hasn't been past the divisional round since 1995. For the love of all things Switzer, what the hell is going on? Does a run to the Super Bowl start Sunday? We're going to talk more about the Cowboys next. Don't move.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.